Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Goldenrods might have caught your attention back in August and September with their showy yellow flower heads, and they may still catch your attention during the winter. If you happen to see a plant stem in a road ditch, prairie, or similar area, with a spherical growth in the stem a little smaller than a golf ball, it's likely a goldenrod plant with a goldenrod gall. They're quite common. Plant galls are swollen abnormal growths on a plant caused by an invading organism such as insects, mites, fungus, bacteria, etc. Galls may form on stems, leaves, leaf stalks, twigs, and branches, and provide both protection and nourishment for the invading organism. The round stem gall on goldenrods, specifically Canada goldenrod and giant goldenrod, is one of the more common plant galls. They're caused by a species of fly. In the spring, the females will lay an egg on the stem of a goldenrod. The egg then hatches and develops into a small, creamy white larva, which burrows into the stem. In the case of the round goldenrod gall, the gall is smooth, round, and often a bit smaller than a golf ball. During much of the summer, they may have the same color as the stem, but have some red or purple color. When fall comes around, the larva will chew an exit tunnel, but will leave a small covering about the size of a pinhead that may be readily observed. The larvae will subsequently pupate and exit as an adult the following spring. Some observers might think that the gall is a plant's defense response to an isolated pathogen or invading organism from accessing the rest of the plant. But the plot thickens. The shape of a gall is determined not by the plant, but by the particular invader species. In this case, the larva produces saliva, which contains a substance that causes the plant to form a mass of protective and nutritious tissue around it, a gall. So as you travel about, be on the lookout for goldenrod galls. By the way, the larvae of goldenrod galls are reportedly good fish bait. So if you're an angler, and you're really ambitious, you could collect a few, open them, collect the larvae, and go fishing. I've put a picture of a gall and links to more information on goldenrod galls along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.